All right, as you're being seated this evening, we welcome you to our second Christmas Eve service here. We just had one at 4:30. It was packed, and then now we got people coming in. You guys are the ones who are still shopping, right? Yeah, you guys are the ones that were still shopping before church, so we had this one for you. So you was here running late, had to get all your rest of your shopping done and grocery shopping done. We could have this for you. No, we're glad you're here tonight. We're just going to take just a little bit of time to come in and make sure we keep Jesus at the front of the season here today. How many know that he is the reason for the season? And if we don't take time to do this, we've missed it, what Christmas is really about. I know we're busy people and we are going different places, running, doing different things, Christmas party, family get-togethers, shopping to do, baking to do, cooking to do, a lot of things going on. But if we don't take time to slow down and remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, we've missed the true meaning of Christmas. So tonight, that's what we're going to do. Take this quick break, stop in. Take a deep breath, let out. There you go. We're going to just worship the Lord through some Christmas songs and carols. We're going to take communion here in just a few minutes as well. And then we're going to let you guys, we're going to trust you with candles tonight. How brave are we, okay? Did your mom and daddy tell you you could use candles tonight? Anybody? Sally, did your mom tell you you could use candles? Okay, all right. Well, we're going to let you guys have candles here in a little bit, and we're going to light those at the very end and sing Silent Night. It's going to be a very intimate time. So we hope you guys are ready just to relax for a few minutes here and experience. Our section leaders tonight are going to be helping us. They're sitting in your different sections. They're going to be helping us throughout the night. They're going to be doing different things, just passing out our communion a little bit. But they're getting ready to right now. It's going to be helping us take up our offering. I know normally at Destiny we bring our offerings to the front and place them in the baskets, but tonight we're going to be passing the offering trays around to you because of the setup we have. And so some of you may not know what to do. So what happens is when the basket comes along, you put the money in. There you go. Put your offerings in. You're like, Pastor, we're used to bringing them up. No, tonight we're going to pass it for you to help you out, okay? And so if you're a guest tonight, we don't want you feeling any kind of pressure to give tonight, but this is our only weekend services that we have at 4:30 and 6 tonight. It was our only weekend service. We're not having services tomorrow. For our normal people, this is their time to give their tithe and offering for this week. And if you want to give, of course, you're more than welcome to join us in giving tonight. But don't feel any pressure, okay? We're just really glad you're taking time to worship with us. So I'm going to invite you to stand as our section leader is going to be passing the buckets around during our offering. I want you to join in as they sing tonight. We're going to sing some traditional Christmas carols here. And join in and sing with us as we worship the Lord together.